You may have been hearing over the last few days, what? Everyone's saying, what's going on with GameStop? GameStop is among a handful of previously unloved companies whose shares are spiking in recent weeks. They are being fueled by an unruly crowd of rookie investors on chat forums like Reddit. Joining us to tell us how the Reddit retail trading crowd ran over Wall Street pros and what comes next is our friend Alan Small, senior investment advisor, Alan Small Financial Group, Hollis Wealth, host of the Sunday Money Show. Hi, Alan. Welcome back.
How are you? Good evening.
I'm good. This is such an interesting story, and I fear I don't understand one bit of it.
Well, you're not alone. I think a lot of people are wondering what's happening. A lot of people are, commenting, and I can't tell you how many calls I had today asking me or rushing me to try and buy some of these stocks that were just literally flying high. You know, we're talking 200, 300% returns in a day, really, and unbelievable. Something we've not seen before. Really, some people would say last time we saw this maybe was during the dot-com craze back in the late 90s.
Really? So how does something like this happen, and what is the element of the David and Goliath part of it?
So the David and Goliath part refers to the average Joe or the average investor out there, the average person who doesn't have the hundreds of thousands of dollars or the millions of dollars to be able to go out and take big positions in the stock, comparing those people to the hedge fund managers. And that's really who I think everyone's targeting here. The hedge fund managers, these are individuals that manage or institutions that manage billions of dollars. And what happens is they go out and take positions. Either they take a position in an investment hoping that the investment will fall, which means selling short an investment. And if it falls, that's how they make money. Or they obviously can go the other way, which most of us do, which is buy the stock and hope it goes up to make money. And these big investors have enough money, have enough power to be able to take down a stock if that's what they're trying to do, or bet the stock will go down, or vice versa, or allow it to run. Whereas the average investor out there, they don't really have the power because they don't have enough money to be able to influence a stock's price. You know, we're kind of left, and I say we because I also manage money for the average investor out there. So we, all of us, really kind of go along for the ride. In this case, what seems to have happened is that a number of investors, we're talking maybe 3 million investors, go into this chat room or chat group called Reddit, and they decide that they're going to take all their money and they're going to go and buy a stock and try to increase the value of this stock, basically by pooling everybody's money together and take on those big, as you call them, Goliaths, and really move the stock and go against what these big Goliaths were doing, or these hedge funds. So if a hedge fund is selling short or betting on a stock to fall, these smaller investors all come in, buy up the stock or buy options in the stock and drive the price up, opposite of what these hedge funds are betting on happening. And it worked. And we've seen names like GameStop, AMC Theaters, et cetera, stocks going way up because the interest in buying these shares has gone way up. And what we found over the last 24, 48 hours were a number of hedge fund managers actually exiting their positions because they were losing a lot of money. They were betting on something happening and ended up going the other way. In this case, betting on a stock falling. And in fact, these amateur investors, or whatever you want to call them, average Joe investors, drove the stock higher. And there was rumors that some of them were actually liquidating other positions in their portfolio to cover some of the losses and some of the costs that accrued because they made a wrong investment, or a bet on the investment going down when it actually went higher. So these David and Goliath, or David and Goliath story, it happened. And whether or not people will say this is not right either, this is not maybe stock manipulation or whatever you want to call it. I know the SEC was investigating, the governing body were investigating, and I know that this went as high, or the conversation about this event or scenario went as high up as the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. He actually mentioned it today as well. So this is an interesting phenomenon, and we'll see if it continues tomorrow.
So what happens from here? Does the bubble burst at some point?
I'm going to say yes, and understand that, you see, the way we normally invest, or in my opinion, the way you should normally invest, is you study an investment, you look at its fundamentals, you look at the charts, you look at whatever metrics you want to look at, but you do your homework on it, and then you either invest in it or not. In this case, there is really no material change in GameStop other than, yes, they did have a change in management, which started this whole thing. But really, for a stock to go up 300% in 24 hours, there really is no change, in my opinion, that could ever cause that. So this was all speculation, and it just ran and ran and ran. So at some point, I believe that speculation will come out of the stock, and we'll start to see it fall. And in the after-hours trading this evening, after the market closed, we saw GameStop. I saw it down as much as $87, or I think it was as much as 20% early on this evening. So if that is any indication of what tomorrow brings, we could see this stock fall tomorrow. And that may mean that maybe the game is coming to an end, and maybe investors, even these amateur investors or the average Joe investors, are starting to pull their money out. At some point, I think the company shares will trade based on where it should be trading, based on its fundamentals, and that would mean a lot lower than it is today.
What could you or I have made if we put X amount of dollars in 2 weeks ago or a week ago? Like, what kind of gains have people seen?
Unbelievable gains, and not even 2 weeks ago, maybe 4 days ago.
Okay.
Even if you put your money in at the end of the day yesterday, you would have made, I can't even tell you, I mean, close to 300% in a day.
What?
So three times your money in a day. Understand, this stock used to be a $20 stock. At one point today, and I have to be honest, I wasn't watching it all day long, but it was around $20 when this whole thing started. And I think at one point today, it was over 300.
So when you said people were sort of banging down your door to buy the stock, did some of your clients buy this stock?
There was one client who bought the stock, and it's interesting. And it's actually a good learning moment for this person, as well as maybe listeners. You know, I always say that buying a stock at times is not the most difficult part. The more difficult part is knowing when to sell.
Right.
And so when you buy a speculative investment and it's going up really for not the right reasons, I don't want to say the wrong reasons, because I don't know if a stock could ever go up for wrong reasons, but definitely not the reasons you want it to go up for, it becomes very difficult to figure out when to sell. So this particular client bought these shares unsolicited. So this was his idea. He wanted to do it. We bought it. He made good money, but he got out somewhere around $90. And so when you look at where he bought it, he ended up making a very good return in a very short period of time. But he came to me and said, wow, imagine if I would have held. He could have, you know, made 300% on top of what he already made. So you never know when to sell in that scenario, because really there is not much logic to something like this. It just seems to be running higher and higher based on momentum. And that's all behind it. It's kind of like fear of missing out, right? FOMO.
Yes.
People want to get in because they have a fear that they're missing out on an opportunity.
It's great. It's so, so interesting. And I thank you for coming on to explain it. Alan Small, great to have you on. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Alan Small, Senior Investment Advisor, Alan Small Financial Group, Hollis Wealth. You can hear him Sundays on the Sunday Money Show with Ian Grant, Sunday mornings at 11.